Trite, generic, uninspired garbage that occasionally squeaks by on the slimmest of threads through nostalgia from superior films that feature the same character and his various villains, most notably those of the Tobey Maguire era, though Andrew Garfield is by far the better actor and, looks aside, handles the role the best. Oh, whoops, spoilers, all the previous Spider-Man actors show up in this, shocker, along with a bunch of villains from various movies, most notably Willem Dafoe as Green Goblin and Alfred Molina as Doc Ock. My mistake. Wouldn't want to ruin the only reason one familiar with those actors and characters would even bother wanting to see this piece of crap, though given its billion plus at the box office and near universal praise by critics and fans alike, maybe I'm the crazy one for wanting one goddamn superhero film to come out of Marvel/Disney that wasn't the usual bland, cookie-cutter, assembly line wank fest of lowest common denominator stupidity they all seem to be. Granted, it isn't Black Panther levels of awful, overhyped garbage, but it comes really close. And at over 2.5 hours of terrible dialogue, forced humor, and obvious, unnecessary, often irritating fluff, you really start to wonder if you're the one who's lost his marbles, or if the state of movies really has gotten so bad over the last decade or so that poorly made stuff like this is considered the pinnacle of mass entertainment, to the point where I've read articles online from people angry that it wasn't nominated for Best Picture. Jesus Christ. Best Picture? Are you insane? Granted, Academy Awards don't mean quite what they used to anymore, if they ever did, but this is a terrible film. So awful that if you've enjoyed the thing and truly thought it a good movie, I begin to question your capacity for intelligent thought. At the very least, your ability to constitute what is and isn't a good, engaging story, and it would certainly suggest that you really haven't seen very many films outside of this superhero crap and really ought to go ahead and do so rather than continuing to just consume this Disney garbage every few months because, really, this is nothing new, it's not even a slight deviation from the standard. It's just the same dumb crap Marvel has released several times a year, every year, since Disney bought the stupid company, and your continued support of them is contributing to the decline of film. The story of the film is nonsensical and idiotic. The whole premise revolves around Peter Parker having his identity leaked to the world because of events that took place in the previous film, which I will never, ever watch, and, as a result, having a real hard time getting into the college he wants, because, you know, being superhuman and having saved the world from evil a few times already, while noble, just isn't quite enough to land you that coveted spot at the Ivy League, especially these days if you're white. But don't worry, his black girlfriend and Asian friend who totally qualify alongside him didn't get in either, so, you know, equality, diversity, inclusion. Anyway, so neither he nor his diverse set of friends can get in, so he decides to visit Doctor Strange, who apparently has an open-door policy when it comes to random stragglers walking into his sprawling mansion, and convinces him to make the world forget who he is. What a great, well-thought-out idea. Anyway, after a hilarious sequence full of laugh-out-loud magical hijinks that could have easily been avoided had either of them, you know, had a conversation literally 30 seconds prior hammering out the details of what it is this extremely powerful spell that will change the very fabric of the universe should consist of, things go awry, reality is torn, universes come together, and we're off to the races. Goodness me, what a brilliant way to set up your story. And the movie gets dumber from there in ways I'm really not gonna get into. It's all just incredibly stupid and implausible, even for a superhero film. I'll just mention a few highlights off the top of my head, all spoilers. Why does Spider-Man bring several of the most dangerous supervillains who he knows next to nothing about beyond their being extremely powerful to his apartment where he lives with his aunt in an attempt to help them rather than keeping them sealed safely in that underground dungeon thing? Why the hell would you do that? Even if they seem passive and willing at the moment, these are still extremely dangerous, super powerful villains responsible for countless death and destruction in their respective worlds. Why the hell would you invite all of them to your house, together, then leave them alone where they can mingle and plan and scheme, which, shock of shocks, is exactly what they do. That being said, why do they all turn on Peter so quickly? Goblin, I understand, he's nuts, and Electro or whatever, he was skeptical of the whole thing to begin with, but why the hell does Sandman go along with the plan when his goal is simply to see his daughter again? And the croc monster thing was clearly never on board with the plan to begin with, so why not leave that monstrous looking thing locked up until you get a cure working rather than in the back of a truck outside your building? No wonder Peter didn't get into MIT, he's an idiot. Then there's the whole bit when all three Spider-Men are together and they're just riffing off each other for like 10 minutes before the big battle. Yes, it's all very amusing, they all played the same children's character in 20 years worth of films, why does one of them shoot webs out of his wrists and not a device he specifically made, oh it's all so funny, haha. Oh, And yes, we get it, with great power comes great responsibility. Every single goddamn movie just has to have that line repeated again and again, doesn't it? Don't you get it, consumer? Spider-Man is really powerful. Which means he needs to be really responsible with said power or things could go really badly for him. Get it? No? Let's repeat it another half dozen or so times until it gets through that Cheeto-lined skull of yours. And Zendaya, Jesus Christ, why? Hollywood keeps pushing her despite her being neither particularly talented or attractive. But she's black, so, you know, OMG amazeballs. It's not like there aren't millions of other far more talented and attractive black women they could bring to the forefront in her place. Nope, gotta be her for some reason, rail thin and sickly. She's completely useless here, does nothing, contributes little beyond giving Peter crap. Why the hell is he in love with her exactly? And don't even get me started on making Jamie Foxx, who is god-awful here, the main villain of sorts, or his speech at the end about thinking Spider-Man was black because he helps the poor. Get the hell out of my face with that woke crap. The movie does have its moments, though. I did chuckle occasionally at one or two legitimate jokes here and there. I liked Garfield's sad sack portrayal of Peter. I liked the idea of universes blending together and all that jazz, even if the setup and ultimate execution of it was really poor, and I liked Defoe whenever he was on screen. His Green Goblin remains the best and most frightening villain of the Spider-Man series, thanks in part to his ridiculously over-the-top, screeching portrayal of the character, and he's lost none of that energy and intensity here, 20 years after he last played the role. They really did a bang-up job to aging him and Melina too, which makes all the other, awful CGI particularly baffling. Everything looks like a cartoon, which I guess is the point, but it's been 20 years since the first Spider-Man. Why the hell does him swinging around the city still look as spectacularly bad now as it did then? Also, I wish the film had had the balls to bring in James Franco. His character is hinted at here, and I know the film never would include him after Franco did some very naughty things with his fame, used it to get sex from starstruck whores looking to advance their careers, the monster, but that would have been quite interesting to see. Overall, big pile of generic, poorly written, badly made, uninspired garbage riding on the coattails of other, better films slash stories and the ever-increasing stupidity and low standards of the general public. A truly awful film in just about every respect. It was even quite boring, especially the first hour or so. You've seen this song and dance before, and better. It's worth neither your time or your money. You'll still give it and its ilk both, of course, because Disney has you by the balls and the brains and you either don't know or don't want or don't expect any better from your entertainment anymore, and it'll be entirely on you when, in 10 to 15 years, or sooner, you'll look back, and crap like this will be a masterpiece compared to the derivative, rehashed stuff Hollywood will churn out. And you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. Hooray!